Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter on this... is Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to, everybody? Brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Of course, come sail away with us. We have antlions on our ears and in our hearts. Hear the roar.
Roar.
There we go. I was waiting on that. Yeah. We have a full house one more time, everybody. Was it full house last week?
It's a fuller house.
It's a fuller house,
oh,
yes.
No, it was a full house 2 weeks ago with your brother.
So it's a fuller house now.
Yeah.
Stephanie Tanner. We have Joey Fatone. We're going all over the place here. And Urkel? No?
You know what? I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
All right. Fuller house coming to you live, CBS. back after a long hiatus, everybody. He is the man with the quotes. He gives... I don't know, like the special je ne sais quoi, I'm going to say. Steven Gutierrez, everybody.
Oh, I thought you were going to say David Webb.
No.
Hello, everybody.
No.
Hey.
I'm going round robin. So, how have you been, man? I mean, you haven't been on the show in a coon's age.
I've been good, man. I've been locked away.
I can say that because I'm black, everybody.
I was kidnapped for a while.
Okay.
A little thing called work.
Tell the people, what do you do?
I save the world. I work for the government.
That's a good job. That's a good job.
Yeah, I work for the man. Mm-hmm. Saving people from terrorism.
Obama. Yeah.
So then we're not safe.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Roundtable, the man behind the golden curtain, David Webb, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? This is weird.
Are you scared sitting in the chair? You're in the hot seat right now.
It is a little nerve-wracking. There's a lot more responsibility on my shoulder.
Do you find a new respect for what Corey does?
No. Because
there you go.
You still don't respect
Corey. No,
there you go. At least he's honest.
No, I mean, I did this when Corey was gone.
Yeah,
we had a lot less going on.
Now
I got
understandable. Definitely understandable. We're gonna get to her, but of course, here as always, she just streamed last night. Did an amazing job.
Did I?
I didn't watch too much of it. League Larissa, everybody.
There's women streamers.
I was streaming with her. We were playing.
The people don't know who that is yet. I will give her an introduction. How have you been, though?
Good, better.
We want to talk about you.
I feel better.
So Larissa was out last week with syphil herpy gingivitis.
No.
Of the ears.
Of the ears, mind you.
It's weird.
That's how you get some weird stuff. What was wrong with you?
Yeah, by the way, sorry.
I don't.
Sorry.
Yeah. You should get that checked because you need to get treated now, too.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, oddly enough.
He's the one that gave it to me, so.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
As he tries to touch
I
my
lost
cheek.
My voice, and it was gone for like 5 days, and I
remember.
I was so sick.
I
was up for 48 hours straight. She was with me, like, taking care of me, and
she slept for you while you were
Yeah, she slept for me. I didn't sleep at all. Like, I just played video games. I was so sick, I couldn't.
I got Snapchats. Lisa, I'm sick right now. I sound like Gollum.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
she got
what
on
happened.
Looking for her precious.
She looked like Gollum, too. I didn't want to tell her.
She
it was pretty rough.
She Keep got into missing. Discord.
Thanks.
She's eating fish raw. It's weird.
She got into Discord, and she's like, hello. I'm like, holy hell.
Yeah,
who
is
this?
It was
the Wicked
rough.
Witch of the West.
It was definitely
witch.
Rough. Yeah. All the way from under the sea, everybody.
Under the sea.
Oh my God,
yes.
With Jamaican feet.
I'm talking about with crabs, cuttlefish,
octopus.
I mean.
All that type of
so
stuff.
She gave
first
it to
time
you.
On the show. And you didn't
first
see she
time
has
on the show.
Like
I
she
wanted
said,
this,
we were up for 48 hours together.
I wanted this young lady on the show, I think
happens.
A week or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, nope, my schedule's too busy. I'm too booked.
No.
Booked through all the way through September.
Of 2017, by the way.
And I was just like, this is ridiculous. We have to get her on the show. She is in high demand across the nation. She needs to be on the VGB.
It's true.
So finally, she broke some type of contract.
No,
I don't know.
She wanted me to pop her show cherry. So.
Oh, she wanted Gollum to.
Yeah, go ahead. The cameras are rolling. Yeah. So continue.
Let's just introduce her. Courtney, everybody.
Hi.
That's all you got.
All
for
that build
then?
Up.
All
that
build
up.
Sorry, I don't know what to say.
That build up was more than any of us have ever gotten. Then you just go, hi.
Let me tell everybody
so
a little.
First of all,
go ahead.
Super excited. I've been wanting
right up on that
watch
mic.
You guys from
yeah,
time
right
to
up
time,
on that
but
mic.
I'm super excited to finally be on the show. I wanted to do it last week, but I was kind of nervous to be with you guys.
Wow.
Just us, because I wasn't sure. Like, you know, you guys are so professional, and it's really awesome
are we now?
To watch you. I feel like you guys look really professional. Okay. You put on a good show, so
yeah,
we'll just
good.
Take the compliment and shut up.
Oh yeah,
take
I will.
It
She's gonna fit in just fine.
Yeah, but so I'm excited to finally like. Be on here with you guys and start like interacting more with
you're
you guys
ready
on
getting
the Twitch.
Compliments.
Like, oh,
oh yeah, look
yeah,
at
we're
her.
Getting.
It's a nice tattoo.
Oh, thanks. It's a mermaid because I think I'm a mermaid. Obviously,
you know who so, said nice yeah. tattoo.
I don't know who that is.
The chat room, the final people that are on the show day in and day out. I can't build you guys up any more than I just built up Courtney. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
You're merman.
But I mean,
you're semen. Got it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of semen in the chat room right now, and they're here to make our show a lot better. I love the chat room. They come in, they chime in all the time, and we're doing this for you, of course. We're doing all this for you.
You're welcome.
A little bit more about Courtney. We played Call of Duty a while back with Courtney, and she's a monster. Like literally, hands down, she was in top three almost every single match that we played.
I watched one of the streams, and yeah, you got game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
I'll be honest.
She's...
I was like, which one's Larissa? And then somebody said the one that's dying a lot. Oh, okay. I was watching you the whole time. You're pretty good.
I was feeding like a noob.
Oh, no.
Like,
Larissa
that's
pulled.
How bad it was.
Larissa pulled mini Corys. That's
yes.
what that was.
That's
what you call those.
Last night, I came in like in the middle of matches on Smite.
Did you come
I
in
saw,
like a wrecking ball?
Yep. Just like a wrecking ball.
Awesome.
And I saw you just camping in the corner. To like pick people off as they come in the room. Meanwhile, Courtney's like running through buildings and sliding and like boom, 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 and like taking off
but
and like hurdling over shit. I'm like, what the hell?
Her goal in the game is to get as many kills as possible, no matter what the cost. My goal in the game is to not die more than the amount of kills I got.
So just
so.
Like life.
Yeah, because
sure.
that's exactly.
Because I try not to die every day.
Exactly
in
like life.
No.
Well, exactly like
I
life.
Just want more kills than deaths.
I've all. Actually hopped
and I actually
into.
I actually did accomplish most of it.
I've actually hopped into Courtney's game one time. I don't know if she saw me hop into one of your games, one of your matches, and I purposely was looking for you to kill.
Because no,
I was just like,
remember that at all.
And so I did. And I believe we tied when it came to the ratio because she got me a couple of times. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not. You know. And the next time they put me on her team and we just got wiped out. And I was just like, what the hell happened?
It was you.
I think we were
that chemistry.
Yeah.
Got disrupted.
It got a little disrupted. We weren't talking with each other on chat cuz I just hopped in. I was in between jobs. And that's just what happened, you know? Hey, you got to do what you got to do, everybody.
I was just giving him a visual.
If you're not hearing his voice again, lucky you. Corey is not here again, everybody. He is in Las Vegas.
Spreading the gonoherpagitis.
Yeah, as much as he can. We found that necromancer, Webb, and we risen him again.
You know what? They cost a lot more than I thought they were going
ridiculous,
to.
Ridiculous, right?
It's the cost for necromancers has gone up. I miss Clinton.
Yeah,
there
wow.
was so much cheaper
jeez.
During the Clinton administration.
That sounds a little racist.
He was the first black president. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about as black as Corey is. There's that. Yeah. So there's your ratio.
So he's clear.
Exactly. There's your ratio right there. But yeah, he'll be back.
Corey's Donald Trump white.
that's an insult.
Damn.
So Corey will be back next week, of course. Same bat time, same bat channel, everybody. And he'll be back to do the weekday hosting duties. He'll give us all his exciting stories, of course, of Vegas and what he's done there and, you know,
Herbs.
Blah, 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 yakety shmackety. But the weekend is for us, everybody, for you. So let's get to some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Now, Courtney, I see you didn't jump in on that one.
I wasn't ready for that.
I think that's
you
scary.
Were not ready
like,
for that
oh, shit,
one.
This is a thing.
You got to pick up the slack because Corey's not here.
Okay. Time in
Game
and
on,
time out.
Like,
we always have a new person on the show from time to time, and I go into the BAW, and
the
they're never prepared for it. And I understand. You know,
and they
you're
jump.
New. you know. But it's just kind of a, it's a thing, you know. It's kind of a thing.
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 Let's give it another chance.
Let's give it another chance.
What segment are we going into, Aaron?
I'm still not ready for this.
It's all you have to do with your most soulful voice. Everybody's got a soul. You just got to wake it up.
Altos.
And I think this will.
Unless you,
what,
sold
you a
it.
Disney movie?
This will. What do you mean?
I was not.
Everybody's got a soul. You just gotta wake it up.
Yeah, yeah, man. Trademark, Aaron Carter. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
No, I like your enthusiasm, though. Sorry. I like your enthusiasm.
No, that was good. That was good.
This right here, Slowpoke Steven didn't even want to do this.
No, he, you know.
The first story we got on the docket infuriates me as a fan of comic books. Yes, get ready, because I'm going to rant, damn it.
Where's that mute button I was looking for?
Exactly.
Here it comes.
There's going to be two new versions of the Justice League coming in cartoon form by DC, everybody. The new animated movie and series will be featuring DC Comics' biggest super team, just to tie in with Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice. Don't worry, Kevin Conroy will be doing Batman. Awesome, of course.
Yeah,
that's the only person that can do Batman. The first up on the line is Justice League and Teen Titans Against Each Other, which will be out March 29th. So we're going to get Justice League versus the Teen Titans. Why can't we do this in the movie theater? What do you mean, why?
I mean, what was their thought process behind doing this versus...
A movie?
Oh, movie, okay.
No, these are like direct-to-video, you know, yeah, go to Redbox, you know. Who goes to Redbox? Anybody Redbox in here?
I don't.
All right, show of hands.
I just Redboxed a movie and a game.
So you Redboxed and chilled?
Redboxed and chilled.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
that was like the low end of...
That is. That's usually when you get a hooker.
Yeah. So,
from a vending machine?
Yes.
That's the future.
She's usually standing by the Redbox.
I mean, Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what's going to happen in Vegas.
That's when the robot...
They do it in Japan.
Yeah, you get it from a robot. Robot woman.
They just hang out next to the Redbox machines.
If you're interested in the Justice League versus Teen Titans, it's kind of a spin-off, not spin-off, but a continuation of all the other ones that they've done. They've done Justice League War, Justice League Battle for Atlantis, Justice League, or not Justice League, excuse me, Batman versus Robin, Batman, Son of the Batman, and then the latest one, Batman Bad Blood, featuring Taylor Swift. And this one will just be a continuation going all the way off of it. The series has been good so far.
Spoiler alert, Taylor Swift wins.
Yeah. The series has been very good so far. They have very good animation. They have very good voice actors. Why can't they do this in the movie theaters?
There's too much Hollywood control, man.
Yeah.
Way too much. Like, they run everything. The Oscars.
Wow.
Batman movies.
We're not getting into the Oscars.
Everything.
You know what, though? I'm actually kind of glad that it's not, because we see how DC movies turn out.
Yeah,
if we put this movie in those people's hands.
So you don't put the movie in their hands.
Turn out.
Put the movie in these writers' hands. Because they're writing the cartoon movies very well. So
yeah,
let them write the full featured films.
The thing is when you move into the like big Hollywood theater role, there's so many people that have their hands in the cookie jar that are gonna be telling you, no, we need to change this. We need to have this. That's what happened. Joss Whedon was talking about that in an interview when he was directing, I think it was the first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, it's never what the director or what the writers want it to be, because you got producers, executive producers, camera grip guy number three who has his input, and it's going to change it. That's why it's never what it comes out to be. That's why you have director's cuts.
That sucks so bad, because
that's how you see a lot of characters that are going to do like the racial change, and they're like, yeah, they're going to cast a black actor to play a white character.
Kind of like Will Smith, and
they'll like sink their hands and be like, no, we want this. And then they'll cut a good actor out and just get like some random mediocre.
See, I'm fine with racial swaps. Like if they wanted an Indian guy to play, you know, I don't know, a Spider-Man or something like that.
I thought you were.
If.
Go on.
The character is like some new Spider-Man. He's not Peter Parker. He's not Miles Morales.
So I was about to say, I thought you were like a purist.
He's Haji.
When it came to your
he's
heroes.
Just a new
so
new
like
twist.
Like another universe kind of thing.
Yeah, an alternate universe. That's fine. Now you do you.
Why is it going to be Haji? I just thought about that.
I don't know. Because another story you'll see, we get to it, it has to do with Haji. The second DC comic, our Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, is going to be an 11-minute show airing on Cartoon Network. That's going to have your Mark Hamill's, your Kevin Conroy, and I can't remember the guy who's playing Superman, the original guy. They're going to have all the classic ones, but they're 11-minute little, you know.
And this is an ongoing series?
Yeah, there's going to be a little small ongoing thing. Not that excited for that one. If you guys go online and look at that one, it's called Justice League Action. It looks like more of the kiddie, cartoony, really, really kiddie cartoony
did
one.
They go Teen Titans Go? On
yeah, one? Kind of feel that feel. You know what I mean? Yeah, so they're trying to get a comical relief with the big names and stuff like that. I don't know. Courtney, you watch any type of cartoons? All right.
She's like,
yeah.
No, I'm not a nerd.
Jeez. Sorry, I totally spaced. I had to think about it for a second.
She's still on Banging Around the Web.
Say, Corey,
to be perfectly honest, binge-watched the shit out of Netflix, and that's about it.
That's how you
Courage
need.
The Cowardly Dog for the win.
Very good. Very good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
A lot of deep.
You did Rick and Morty.
Oh, this is true. I did do Rick. That was actually really good.
Rick, is that any good? Because
yeah,
it's
freaking hilarious.
I see a lot of memes about it and stuff like
yeah,
that.
It's definitely meme-worthy. Okay. It's awesome. I mean, if you count like Bob's Burger and all that stuff as cartoon, I consider
oh, yeah.
it
that's all good.
Well, so I watch all that stuff. Like I literally just binge watched all of Bob's Burgers last week. And yeah,
that seemed like you just realizing how sad your life was or something. What is wrong with that?
Epiphany.
It's
now
epic.
It's gone because it's over.
Yeah, it's
now
epic.
I need to find a new show. It's like the worst part of binge watching Netflix shows is when you finally finish and you realize, wow, like.
Have you watched The Following?
No.
Watch it.
I've heard good things.
Kevin Bacon killing.
Yes.
Good show.
Apparently it's Bacon Week.
It's all about them following.
It is Bacon Week. Yes. It's Bacon Week, everybody. Go eat your bacon. Now we're going to move into the section that Larisa wrote. Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
I did write that. Thanks. You can tell when I do notes.
And that laughter. I wrote that. COD map pack Awakening comes out Tuesday. Four-player multiplayer maps. Splash, Skyjack, which is an airplane, like the yacht on Blops 2.
Yeah.
Gauntlet, three different environments in one map. What are those three different environments? Do you know? Go ahead, ladies. Go ahead.
Do you not remember? Oh, I know them. Go ahead. Okay. So it's because the way Treyarch setups their maps is always three lanes. And so now they've turned that three lanes into actual three different environments, which is really, really cool. So you have your middle environment, which is a, like, I don't want to necessarily say suburban, but it's like a city.
Okay.
And then you have your, I guess, left lane or right lane, whatever, that is, like, Arctic. And it's, like, snowy climate type style, and then your right side is more of a jungle.
So they're going drastically different between the three
different, yeah, lanes. And it's the three different lanes that they're divided. So as you go through the map and you go, like, say from like side to side, you're literally running through three completely different environments and like different ways they're set up and stuff like that. Amazing.
I like.
Yeah.
How is it blended?
It looks,
I haven't seen any.
Like
it
in
looks
between.
Really well. Yeah. It's very, very, like, clearly three different lane divided. Like, they're definitely separated. So it'll be interesting for sure. There wasn't a whole lot into it as far as whether, like, they're going to be almost blocked off from each other for the most part. So you kind of have to go through them certain ways or not. They didn't really explain that. But it's clearly, like, there's divided into the perfect,
separation.
Like, third. Mm. Yeah. So it'll be interesting for sure.
And the last multiplayer map is going to be Rise, which is a construction site. I'm thinking, is it like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? That construction site that they had on the skyscraper's roof? I've never seen these maps, so I'm guessing.
I think so. To be honest with you, I haven't seen a whole lot about Rise in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot about the Splash one because that's the one I'm personally like most stoked about.
Well, yeah,
because
you're a mermaid. Get it.
The water slide thing is really cool to me.
Oh,
you
water
get
slides.
To it from the most part. It looks like there's like four different water slides. Two of them, from what it looks like, if you go and watch a couple of clips on it on YouTube, are clearly blocked off. Like you're not gonna be able to access them.
Okay.
But for the most part, it looks like one or two of them are going to be accessible. So it's a matter of like, when you get on those, are you gonna be sliding through the water slides? Are you gonna be going through like combat back and forth down them, or kind of interacting with those? And then there's like a wrecked pirate ship that you can
Whoa.
More than likely be. Have accessible, which is like freaking awesome.
So. I look forward to really fighting cool. on a pirate ship.
And then hopefully
ship.
You'll
yeah.
be able to like unlock a mermaid costume or something.
Oh. Hey. If you can't like hit the cannons and they actually like blow shit up on the other side.
That would be cool.
That would be, yeah, that would be something interesting.
That's the worst interjection I've ever heard in a show. I really hope. For the listeners at home, I apologize.
So, apologize. Here's what happened.
You screwed up.
No. You screwed up. For some reason, that is in the VGB Live template.
That's so bad.
And I noticed it a couple minutes before it happened. And I was like, okay, I just got to remember to go back. I'm going to mute that so that doesn't go off. And then just as this came on, I was like, damn.
Yep. David Webb, everybody. David Webb.
Yep.
Also, you're going to get one zombie map called Derizen Draken.
Is it going to be like Derice?
Is it? I'm looking at you, Courtney, because you seem to be the expert on all this.
I don't, to be perfectly honest with you, know what that is. So
okay.
I don't know how to respond.
It says, old castle, lots of Easter eggs, introducing new characters, answers questions people may have had about zombies, adding zombie story. It's currently double XP weekend. If you are not on COD right now, what the hell are you doing? You're listening to the Video Game Bang Live. That's what you're doing.
Mm.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, all my friends abandoned me for a PS4.
Told
me they were getting something else.
Jump on the bandwagon, Steven.
And then...
I mean,
hey, Steven.
Join
you know what this is?
The world.
Your penis and you're trying to jack it off?
That's what it is.
Yeah, you didn't expect that, did you?
Don't cut my legs off.
So the
brought to you by Arizona Tea.
Do you
don't
know the,
ruin David's jokes? It takes him forever to think of those.
It does.
What you didn't put in here, Larissa, is how much are these maps?
Oh, the season pass is 50, but if you want to do the maps separately because you're not entirely sure how much you want to pay them, they're 15 each. So obviously that's standard for Call of Duty if you didn't already know.
But you save more by getting the
yeah because there's
of course
four
you do.
There's four different packs for $60, but if you get them all together, you get them for 50. It works out that way. There's usually four multiplayer maps and one zombie map for every pack, so you're getting five maps for $15, which really isn't that bad.
Do you know if they're doing the same thing? Because with Black Ops 2, I don't know if you remember, but they gave out weapons in some of the
yeah,
map
they did.
Packs.
Yeah,
they not that I know of, but they might be doing stuff. I know, like, for example, like the new zombies map. I don't know if you guys have played zombies on
I haven't
Black
played
Ops
this 3. New one but
one of the big things is they obviously have like the Nuka-Cola and all the machines with the sodas and stuff like that, but another big thing where you can get perks is like a gumball machine, and there's different gumballs that you can buy and unlock, and there you can have up to like I think four or five different perks, and they have different perks. So they're going to be introducing four new gumballs. They're supposed to be introducing some new weapons in zombies for sure. In one of the video clips I saw, I watched a guy gravity spike some zombies, which is a specialist move in online. So I don't know if they're going to be introducing like multiplayer specialist moves in zombies. But if they do, that'd be fucking awesome because they're super cool. But so far, we'll see. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like you're getting raped. You can just glitch.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
You guys are all like gravity spikes, and I'm like, no. I'd be caught in the middle of a zombie crowd trying to run away and like trying not to get ass raped. And then I mean, if I could use a specialist raped. Class, I would glitch.
Is that what happens with zombies? They ass rape you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't kill you. They just.
That's why so many people like to walk
the hell
ask
out of you.
To rape
yes.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They ask.
Do you mind?
Do you
if
mind?
I rape
they're polite rapists.
There's no asking.
I would like to. Touch you inappropriately.
That would
anything
be great if they
happened in the chat room?
If they said no.
Let's see.
Chat room talking about the Call of Duty Black Ops map packs. Is anybody getting
it?
No. They're just saying hi.
Oh, Ceramic. Okay. What's up, Ceramic?
Sweet. So then we will move on. The next story brought to you by Larissa, the Division beta. Now, a lot of people have actually been on this thing.
Yeah,
I've been seeing people not stream it because I don't think you can stream this BS, but posting up videos here and there. It kind of got me out of the game. I don't know why.
Is it because it's Destiny with a different skin?
It's because...
Is it not?
Ooh.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it,
but I hope not.
I don't like the fact that it's a realistic game and everything, realistic weapons, but then when I shoot somebody, the numbers pop out of their bodies. And
you know what game did that?
That happens in real life.
Destiny doesn't look realistic to me, though. It's a space sci-fi thing. Borderlands did the same thing. Doesn't look real to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want you to hate on...
Oh, no, Destiny is terrible.
He's just trying to start fighting.
Yeah, Destiny is still terrible.
All right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how is it, Steven, how is it like Destiny.
It looks the same. You're gonna group up. You're gonna go do a mission. That mission's complete. You're gonna go back to base. It's that same concept. Like, it's small levels. I don't think they're gonna give you all of New York to explore and walk around. I think they're gonna give you small sections. You're gonna go in these sections and do stuff for like a little while, and then it's gonna end. You're gonna go back to your main hub.
There's a lot of extraction missions you can do with your teams. Choose to be civil or attack another team. Excuse me.
That's one thing that's different.
It's a lot of fun, actually.
So how is it set up? Is it drop-in open world?
I've been playing it.
I hope I'm wrong. That's
it. So it looks pretty open world so far, but it's hard to say because it is a beta. Everything is like incredibly limited to what you have access to. Even like when you go to your options menu and stuff like that, and you're accessing your different abilities and like things that you can access, there's a lot of things that say close, you know, because beta or whatever. But you do see different towns in New York already. Like, I know Chelsea's name has popped up in Pennsylvania. If that's a city in New York, I don't know. There's something with a P. But so they've shown like a little bit of like, obviously you're reaching different cities in New York already. They're small because it's limited because it is the beta, but I feel like they're shooting for you're exploring all of New York, which is awesome. The way it's set up is when you're playing online multiplayer and stuff, you're doing a lot of looting, and when you loot, you can extract your loot so that you can go get more and stuff like that. As well as everyone else that's in the same server is doing the same thing. So you're running in, you know, 4-man teams, 6-man teams, 3, whatever. And as you go to, when you go to extract and call in your helicopter, everyone that's in the same server on the same map can see you in their mini map. Like, you can see clearly there are people over there extracting. You're obviously going to want to go check it out. Maybe you need to extract yourself, stuff like that. And that's when it gets interesting, because you can decide, like you said, to either be civil and you kind of just do your own thing in the same area. You guys do your looting. We do our extracting, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Or if you honestly, for whatever reason, choose to, you can attack them. The thing is, once you attack them, it's called you go rogue. And you appear red on your minimap for everyone in the server to see. So everyone can see you decided to attack, and now you're rogue. One of the big things with doing that is you have to be careful, because if you go rogue and you die, you get hit really hard with losing XP.
I just saw that.
And you can actually demote levels if you continue to lose XP. So if you continue to die a lot and you're not looting and extracting and gaining your XP, you can demote your level.
So they punish you.
It's a consequence. Yeah, there's not enough consequences in games now. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what's really cool about going rogue, is like, you guys, you know, you can it's really cool because your team can essentially be like bandits almost. You know, you can turn on another team and go steal all their loot. But you have to be careful, because if you do that and you die, you're going to take a hit a lot more, because not only are you going to lose your own loot, you have to go back to base and start over, and then you could potentially be demoted. You're going to lose XP regardless, but depending on how bad it is. You gain a lot of XP by looting, by extracting, and by killing rogue people. So one of my friends that I've been playing with strategically kind of pointed out that is actually really cool, is you stay civil with people, kind of just wait for someone to shoot, and then just do everything you can to take them out, because that's when you gain a lot of XP, and that's how you level up really quickly so far.
Or you walk in front of somebody else's bullets.
Or
and then they become rogue accidentally, and then you shoot them. Or you have your team come up behind them and gank them.
Do you think that's going to be a problem? Like, a lot of people accidentally
shooting
the team?
Yes, because we've already started doing it a couple of times, where you do come across... It's weird, the tension that builds up, because you're like, okay, are you going to shoot me? Are we just going to, like, are we going to be cool and walk our own way? You're not really sure. And if you accidentally shoot someone, you're rogue. Like, everyone's going to come after you, so you might as well start killing who's in front of you. And either your team will kind of back off and just be like, all right, like, see ya. We'll pick you up when you come back. Or your team helps defend you and you all go rogue, kind of thing. So it is really interesting, because you do potentially, it's already happened a lot, you accidentally shoot someone and all of a sudden you're the bad guy and you have to defend yourself, because you're going to lose your XP if you don't. So you can't just be like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I'm rogue, but I'm surrendering. Because at that point people get, you know, bonuses for killing
you. So I'm sensing ambushes.
And that is how your friendship is tested.
Yeah, I like that.
I shoot you on purpose, I become rogue, my friends are going to back me up.
At least you hope they're your friends and they will back
you up. How long does rogue last? Like, after I've killed my...
You're
just forever?
You're rogue until
you're rogue.
Until you die? Yeah.
No. I haven't... necessarily.
Got it.
This is why we don't have nice things.
Patreon, everybody.
I actually haven't looked that into it all that much and sat there and gone rogue to see how long. Usually you end up getting killed. Everyone's coming after you. Like, you standing a chance against all these different people, something usually goes wrong.
So once you,
I'm not that good, so I die pretty quickly.
So once you die as a rogue and you come back, you respawn.
Back as normal.
And you come back as normal. Okay.
You come back as normal, which is kind of cool. But it's awesome so far.
Are we seeing a story? Is there anything?
Yeah, have we seen
the
story?
So there's the online where you do all that, the extracting, the looting, going rogue, stuff that's a big thing. But then there is another, there's a mission-based.
Like single-player thing?
No, you can do it through with teams or single-player, okay. I think. But it's more mission-based. Like, you go through missions and what looks like a little bit more of a storyline and stuff like that. So there's both, okay. Which is really cool.
Well, I got a little bit more from her explaining it to me. I definitely got back into it because before that was throwing me all off what I was saying.
It looks really awesome, especially, like I said, the whole tension that builds between whether you're going to actually attack people or not attack people, because you can't just attack people just to attack them because you potentially risk losing a lot.
And we don't have a lot of that in too many games. I mean, there's a Demon Souls and Dark Souls type of series, but a lot of games don't have
that's
that.
DayZ.
Yeah.
DayZ as well?
DayZ is all... Interesting. Like that, because all your interactions are they going to shoot.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually, that game's a lot of fun.
I just
the only problem
a video.
With that, there's no zombies in that game.
Yeah.
No,
there's
well, it's the no people zombies. That are. It's
so then, what the hell am I point? I want to be hoarded by zombies and then crammed into.
Zombies
you know,
are part of it. But
no,
it's
they're not.
Like, it's a Walking Dead thing. That's why you kind
of. I've
you
seen
like
hordes
it.
Of. Of
but,
Walking Dead
but
stuff.
With,
no, in an apocalypse,
you're afraid of the people more than you are zombies.
But. It'd be cool if everybody had, like, a clear line of communication and stuff like that. But then there are people that would know Mike, so they're just mute characters. And I don't know.
There's people that just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. And then there's just people that just don't want to talk to you. So it's like, eh. And then think about it. In real life, if somebody came up behind you with the pistol and pointed to the back of your head, you're definitely going to stop and, you know, do what they say, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In DayZ... I can try to book it, and you know.
But chances are you're gonna die.
I'm just saying, but I have a better. I have a chance to run. Nobody else is gonna in real life.
Well, see, a lot of time because I've seen where people don't want to die, so they'll go along with whatever. Because most people just either look for food or if they're gonna kill you. They're gonna shoot you from the start. They see you. That's how it is. If they do interact with you, it's either they want some supplies from you, or they're just a troll. It's crazy. It's a lot of what she was talking about with the Division.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be good.
Hopefully that's harsh, really, really harsh punishment. But, I mean, you downgrade and level and everything like that. Like, that's really
that's
good
what
punishment
I think is
for
really
all
cool.
that rogue
yeah,
stuff.
Cause
yeah,
because it's cool. Like, yeah, you can go rogue, but at what are you willing to risk going rogue? If you have, like, a full load of loot and... You know, maybe there's a lot more people around you than you realized. Or what's weird is because you can't see how many people are on a team. That's another thing that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you see everyone you see, you just see bodies. Like there's no names above people's like things that in different colors to kind of indicate how many like. So you could go after someone thinking they're a lone wolf or like maybe it's a team of two. And then all of a sudden there's four or five, six of them. And
that's
you're
awesome.
Like, all right, that was probably really stupid. Or like if certain teams kind of start to act civil around each other, what I've watched earlier that was really cool. So there were like nine different people, and obviously you had your team of three, but then there's all these other people, and you have no idea who's a part of what. So it's almost like, do you risk starting to attack people to take their loot, or do you just kind of chill because there's so many of you? It's really awesome. Also, side note, there's God, what are they called? I don't know what they're called, but bots like in there that you can go kill for also to gain XP and stuff like that. So you can run around and go find bots and kill them and take their loot and steal from them and stuff like that, which is really cool.
Is
so.
There a cap on the party? Like how big?
Yeah, that's going to be my question.
Because Destiny's
remember.
Three.
Destiny's
so
three.
We can get at least
eight.
We've been running
eight people.
We've been running
yeah.
four.
Whoa.
Eight people
eight
is
awesome.
A
lot. We've been running four. I think I've heard my friends talking about doing six-man groups.
That's
at
good.
Most is the most I've heard.
Like a
but
raid.
For sure, like we've ran 4 or 5, like so.
That's good. That's a good number.
Yeah.
That's a good
I
solid
mean,
number.
What Smite? It's 5.
Yeah.
So.
So I don't know what the there is a cap, obviously, because that would be.
You can't have a
30-man group.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I mean, rolling through New York with 30 people.
That is a really good question because I don't actually know what the cap is. But I've heard about them trying to run 6-man groups. I don't know if they actually did it or not. But I know we were running 4 and 5.
Sounds like in the same party.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But what I did notice earlier, and I don't know if they did it just to do it, but my friends that were playing earlier, as I was playing COD next to them on their TV, they had 2 different groups of 3. So they were different groups, but they were all in there together kind of thing, which is also kind of interesting.
Okay, so that's another way of doing it.
Yeah, they linked up through their party that they were on PlayStation.
Like clan type of thing?
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. But I know for sure you could do 4, and I think at least 5, which is, I mean, it's a good, decent amount. You don't want to run around with too many people because then you kind of have to worry about, like, losing people if they start to go to a different way, or you're like running in this giant herd of 8 people and everyone can see you and you kind of just look like a giant target. So, but not totally sure on that one.
The Division, everybody.
Ceramic, Gaming Since Gaming is saying that it's a 4-man.
4-man?
Seems to be the cap.
Yeah.
So, but you could, like you said, you could get around that by having like 3 4-man groups.
Of 4-man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what they're doing with risking your XP and your loot.
That's definitely
if you go rogue, because I like that element of being able to go rogue, and you could do that, but it puts a cap on trolls.
Yeah,
you're not going to have a ton of douchebags in there shooting, because why not?
Or you might have a giant group of 4 people being dicks.
I mean,
yeah, but then you gotta get 4 groups of 4 people and take on the 1-4 group of people.
All right, moving right along, everybody. Let's get to the crazy country of Japan. Mm. You know what they're doing now,
Mr.
Webb?
Sane.
They are doing vending machine hookers.
That's also,
and underwear.
Yes, also, yes.
Used.
And no, they're not perfectly sane. 2 bombs have been dropped on them. How are they perfectly sane and fine?
What?
Exactly.
I mean,
I don't think they go to those.
Damn, that got dark.
Oh, they do.
Can we not? I mean, we're the same way, and we haven't had any bombs dropped on us. We're just insane.
No. Trust me. No,
what are they doing in Japan?
Japan is getting sake flavored Kit Kats, everybody.
What?
According to Nari Nari.
You didn't. You just said you drink cake flavored vodka. What's wrong with Kit Kat flavored sake?
Sake flavored Kit Kats.
That's gross. Okay.
You said Kit Kat flavored sake.
That's a different story.
Okay.
No.
I mean.
So wait, they'll get you drunk?
Well, let's find out. The country is getting sake Kit Kats starting February 1st, just in time for Valentine's Day, you lovebirds. There is
birds?
Sake powder between the chocolate and the wafer, giving the Kit Kat a delicate sake flavor. Nari Nari explains that the taste sensation with the mix of sweetness of the chocolate with the aftertaste of sake just might work. The label warns
just
that
might work.
the label warns that these Kit Kats contain 0.8% alcohol. So you should not give it to your kids, of course. If you eat a lot of them,
you will get drunk.
You might feel a little buzzed.
It gets you drunk.
Yeah. So, you know, after Valentine's Day, when candy's on clearance, you go buy a bag and eat it to yourself. Same thing.
Yeah. Halloween 2017, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a bottle-shaped package, and it comes with 9 mini Kit Kats inside of it. But no sake is included. Sorry, guys. Mm. Yeah, you can't like dip your Kit Kat in the sake.
So do they have a legal drinking age in Japan?
3, I think it is.
Okay, so
and,
you know,
yeah.
If you can walk, you can drink.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly.
Well, I was curious as to, because the fact that there is a slight chance of alcohol in it, if they are going to be having them like, I don't know,
separate
how Japan
from
is, but
like
yeah,
in
like
the grocery store
clearly,
or whatever.
Like.
They card people for Kit Kats.
Well,
is that what they're doing?
Right, because there's some type of alcohol content in them. But Japan's also incredibly different than America. I don't know how that works as far as their alcohol. But
they're
I was
awesome
just curious as to how they would go about doing that. Like, they're just in the candy aisle, or you'll find them in the liquor aisle. You know,
that's
well,
a good question.
Those chocolate bottles here, you know, with the,
yeah,
booze,
with
inside.
The booze inside.
But those aren't in the little kids'
right.
Skittle
aisle.
You
can't
aisle.
Find those at
yeah,
Target.
Yeah, you can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Find those at Target.
So where are they keeping the Kit Kats? We'll find out, everybody, next week on Weekend Bang Live.
Come back next week for the conclusion of this story.
When we order them.
Gonna come back. We got nothing. We got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Kit Kats. Yeah, I don't know.
New Smash Brothers game rumored to be the Nintendo NX launch title, everybody. Dr. Sakan Toto, CEO of games industry consultancy and analyst. I almost said analyst. Located in Japan, has been told by what he classifies as a reliable source that Bandai Namco is developing several NX titles. That's great, but what's the potential really getting some Smash Brothers? The last part is we really hope it's true Nintendo's for Nintendo's sake that this rumor is true, of course. What launch title would have you go by the Nintendo NX day one, Larissa? Throwing the spotlight right on you.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
There's not one Nintendo game where you can be like, oh, I gotta have it. I'm going and waiting and camping in line for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing?
No.
Steven Gutierrez, any game?
Jesus Christ.
At this point in time, probably not.
Their M-rated titles aren't even M-rated. That's not a console for people like us.
It's kind of
like gamers.
I've had the Wii.
Uh-huh.
I've had the Wii U.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, they're fun to use and stuff, but it's kind of a letdown after.
Is it the old girlfriend that's broke your heart so many times?
But she's comfortable, so I mean, if you don't got nothing else to do, I mean, you call her up on the phone.
Breaking my heart. Then.
I know, yeah. You're not about to knock on her door when she gets home.
No,
use
you're
a
not.
Throw away.
If you're bored,
robot.
You don't have anything
robot
else to do.
From Japan.
You call her up, she comes over, and then you kick her out.
Webb, what are you doing?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Steven on this. I have a Xbox. I have a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a game that's going to make me want to go and buy it day one.
I mean, I don't think any of us are saying that their games are bad.
No, it's not about that at all.
You guys are.
No.
You're basically
saying
that.
No, because there are games.
There's nothing day one to bring you in. Like,
you're saying that
Smash Brothers?
That Nintendo sucks.
Good.
But. We're not saying.
Burn them down.
Okay, you know what? I do have an idea. Pokemon MMO on the Wii.
It would have to be something super drastic.
Well,
it's
I
like
literally,
Nintendo,
that.
No, Nintendo
literally
will not.
Asked what game would bring you guys there. You had
but,
nothing.
No, the way you phrased it made it seem like it had to be an existing game, like Star Fox.
No,
or
no,
Banjo
no,
Kazooie.
No,
that's
no.
What I was thinking.
I didn't phrase it anyway. I said what game?
I assumed it was just out of the was it Big Five? Because
your imaginations.
Because that's
were that
that's
small.
Their same.
True, you. It's
MO.
Just,
they do that with all their.
Yeah,
consoles.
That's what
it's
they
the
do.
Same
they,
pattern.
That's what they do.
So
that's why I asked, what game?
It would
they
have to be
so
said,
many boundaries and rules.
You
could have
said Metal Gear Solid 8 starring Mario.
I think the Metal Gear series is like done right now.
Yeah,
unless,
with the online.
Unless Hideo Kojima can get those rights. But
now
I
you're talking
it.
Fantasy, though, because Nintendo doesn't reach that far. They don't go out of their comfort zone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Pokemon MMO. We're talking fantasy here? Because that's in development.
Nintendo, no. Yeah, for the phones.
Is that an MMO?
I
guess
know.
It's massive.
Not, but
multiplayer.
Is it online?
That's not going to be on the Wii U or the new NX.
Courtney?
The phone one? Can't you, like...
Courtney. Connect with other trainers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think.
You can battle.
It's got to be. It's your phone.
Like, you can connect with other players.
You can
to,
trade
like,
and battle.
To,
can I call
yeah,
them?
To battle or to connect, like, work together. To
can I text
call
them?
Like, if I fight this, if I'm walking in the park and this trainer just jumps out of a bush and says, I want to fight you.
Bum, 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 bum.
Exactly.
Bum,
the
bum.
Music starts playing as a ringtone in my phone and we battle.
It's an alert.
I beat her.
She has the net.
Can I call her after that? Like, hey, I just beat you, Bug Catcher 3. I want to take you out of
well,
date
if
now.
You played any of the other Pokemon games, there was some
you
trainers
single?
You can go refight. They actually give you a number on this little device, and if you use the device around the certain people,
uh-huh.
Oh yeah,
like, oh yeah, I'll challenge you again. And then
see,
you
boom,
them.
That's what I'm looking
go.
For. Phone number. Now,
phone
now,
number.
Now we've gone so, and we've mixed Tinder with Pokemon, and we're
Tinder.
Yeah, Poke Tinder.
Poke-tinder.
That sounds
Tinder.
Even dirtier
Poker
than
Tinder. Damn.
Tinder.
Yeah, that sounds way dirtier.
So you
than
can poke people on Tinder.
TM.
Yeah, because Nintendo is on it.
But
Nintendo
no,
is on it.
No, they're not.
Game freak.
Poke her Tinder. Whoa.
Ooh.
Mine.
Get that
so you could swipe or poke now.
Yeah.
Catch.
Or battle.
Or release.
Cat. Oh. All
right, this has gotten way too dirty.
TM, Video Game Bang 2016.
Boom.
I need everybody
I like
that's
the ideas.
On the panel right now to look at their show notes if they have them in front of them because this is kind of picture-oriented,
okay,
and I want you guys to give your honest opinion because DC, the people that we love to hate, they're doing something new with Hanna-Barbera. They're going to remake Scooby-Doo. They're going to remake Space Ghost.
Coast to Coast?
Flintstones, Wacky Racers, and Johnny Quest. Now, everybody in here, probably besides me, is too young to remember these
I
cartoons when they were on the air.
I was one of
Yeah, now you're thinking like, oh, wait, was I alive when they were on the air? None of us were alive when they were on the air.
But I remember watching all of these.
And
oh, shit. That's the Herculoids.
Exactly. That's the Herculoids. So what they're doing with Scooby-Doo is they're kind of modernizing it, I guess, you know? Shaggy doesn't look like a stoner anymore. He's straight hipster.
He is straight up hipster.
He's straight hipster.
He looks like a white version of Aaron.
I hate it.
Why does Velma look like she's
playing video games?
No, she looks like she's the lady from
the
Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Yes.
No capes.
No capes.
No capes. Well, darling, no.
Scooby has a Dragon Ball Z power reader or something like that on his eye.
He's cyborg.
And the other two that always banging each other, they look like they're Ghostbusters.
Fred got friend-zoned, Daphne. And then he friend-zoned that bitch.
No, because they actually did a Scooby-Doo. There's a season where they actually do have a thing, and they're together. It's just Fred's a complete idiot, and it goes way over his head how much.
Yeah.
How are they together, then?
They're together, and he acknowledges.
She's with him.
Yeah.
But he's not there.
I like her, but she doesn't like me.
On that 70s show, what was it? Ashton Kutcher's character and...
Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Oh, real life.
Yeah, it's like halftime he didn't realize that they were together.
He's just oblivious to her affections.
Boom.
Just be straightforward.
That's the key. She considers them together, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're friends. Well, but she's completely oblivious to...
The Flintstones make Fred all racked out. He's got like the guns.
Do you even lift, bro?
Exactly.
he has like a tribal tattoo on his bicep.
You can see all of the covers of the new shows they're doing on Entertainment Weekly for some reason. It's very strange. DC is doing this. Mm-hmm. Wacky Racers, if anybody knows that one, it was like an amalgamation of a lot of Hanna-Barbera cartoons put together racing.
Rick Moranis or Roseanne's husband.
It definitely wasn't Rick Moranis, I'll tell you that.
Isn't that Rick Moranis in the movie?
No. Rick Moranis was Barney.
Yeah, Barney. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you said Roseanne's husband.
Yeah, I said and Roseanne's husband.
Oh.
I don't remember his name.
He's
in Cloverfield.
Yeah, he's in the new Cloverfield movie. I don't know. Somebody in chat.
Please.
Space Ghost looks a little more hardcore than he did before in the previous cartoons on Cartoon Network. Yeah. He is a superhero.
Okay, but in
are they bringing
Ghost,
the one with
he
the?
Was like
a, yeah, he was a goofball
it was
type
a
of
comedic kind of idiot kind of.
And
he's telling me they're bringing the one with the whale and the kids.
The whale and the kids.
You don't remember that?
You mean Jabberjaw with a shark and the kids?
No, there was one with the whale.
I don't remember.
And the whale was like it was like two scuba divers, and there was a whale that like protected them from
other scuba divers. Scuba divers.
Like octopus and giant krakens and shit.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Huh. Be on the lookout for that sometime in 2016, I guess. Pick up your local Entertainment Weekly because they have all the pictures and the full scoop on it. Caring too much to see any of these reboots.
Probably gonna murder him.
Johnny Quest and maybe the Herculoids.
I would watch Space Ghost, but probably give it just a shot.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, and I'm just
it's probably already gonna be tainted because they did that coast to coast.
Coast to coast, yeah, it was funny, yeah.
And you're gonna just take him as a comedian instead of a hero.
You can't take him seriously as a hero. Yeah.
So you probably it's like Harvey Birdman because that was an actual
Was good though
show.
That
was
very
hero.
Good. That was very very good.
Yeah, Space Ghost I never took seriously as a hero.
It's tainted for you already. You're too.
Let's throw some more rumors out there. A new Ghostbuster game will launch in 2016, everybody. As everybody knows, there's going to be a new Ghostbusters movie, all-female cast.
Is it going to be all-female characters in this game?
Let's find out. A new Ghostbusters movie is coming in July, and Activision is ready to capitalize on the popular franchise. According to reports from Sony's Global Consumer Products, a new Ghostbuster game will launch alongside the film. So you know it's going to be terrible then. Because trying to push it towards, you know...
Like the movie. It's going to be a movie game.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Retail merchandiser interviewer Mark Kaplan, Senior Vice President of Sony's Global Consumer Products. Too many words in all this. Sony handled merchandising of Ghostbusters' 25th anniversary in 2009, including releasing a new video game for the anniversary. According to Kaplan, Activision are planning a tie-in game with the 2016 film called, of course, Ghostbusters. I don't care about this one. Like, if they make this, I really am not feeling the movie already. Not because it's an all-girl cast, because it's an all-girl cast. That's why.
Sexist son of a bitch.
I'm just saying.
So I don't understand. Are they supposed to be the old characters in a new
I hear
way?
There's. I hear there's. No, I hear there's cameos from the old.
That's what I was trying to
But I don't
at.
Know. I don't know if it's a reboot, if it's a reimagining, if it's a the sequel.
Next
I don't
generation.
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's their daughters.
But it just, no. Lord, no. Lord, no. No, the only thing is there's some movies from the 80s that just shouldn't be touched. I don't want to see a reboot of Coming to America.
No, you better not.
Never.
You better not.
Never. I don't care who's the funniest man on the planet. Never want to see that.
I'm on it right now,
it's
actually.
Perfect.
I'm
I will kill you.
Because they would try to put Kevin Hart in that.
And as funny as he is,
would.
I wouldn't want to see it.
He's not
you're
funny.
Right.
As funny
he
as he
is,
I wouldn't want to see it.
That is an insult.
I'm sorry, Kevin Hart. You're a funny guy.
You are not funny.
But I do not want to see that. That's It's perfect the way it is.
He is so short. Have you ever seen how short he actually is?
Yeah.
He is a tiny person.
That's all a part of his comedy. It's all a part of his charm,
it's
man.
It's gotta be.
Any movie by Kid and Play, I don't want to see a reboot. None of those.
No, it's already done.
No, I don't want to see any of those.
They already did a house
Jane
party.
Jane Silent Bob, I don't want to see.
Jane Silent Bob, don't want to see one of those. Don't give me any new, you don't know, Ryan Reynolds and, you know,
nope. Don't
and
ruin
somebody
it
else.
Me.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
no.
even be Ryan Reynolds.
It wouldn't old. Be. It wouldn't be. It'd be the guys from friggin' Supernatural or something like that.
Terrible.
Some movies just need to stay there. Ghostbusters, I know they've been toying around with this idea to do this reboots and stuff like that for the longest, but it's, I don't know, it just seems like this one is kind of forced. The four women that are on there are funny women individually that I've seen.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't want them to do Ghostbusters. They can do a new one called Ghost Hunters, where they hunt ghosts. I'm not afraid of a ecto... plasmic being
entity.
Or something like that. Yeah.
I ain't afraid no ectoplasmic
but
being.
But don't call it bum, Ghostbusters. Bum, 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 bum. It's the same thing I said with Ninja Turtles. Those are, you know, giant reptilian mutants, but they're not Ninja Turtles. They know karate, you know.
They haven't.
Same
they know,
thing with
they know Taekwondo.
Same thing with Transformers.
Yeah.
That's terrible. They're samurai.
Yeah.
Samurai
exactly. Just don't call it the original stuff and I'll be happy, you know. Mm. Let's move right along. Next story on the docket, Friday the 13th has some crazy ways to kill you in their new coming game. Pack South is going on right now, and they're showing off Friday the 13th, the game. Now, this game is actually pretty interesting. You don't play as Jason. Well,
okay, so
one
dead.
Person does play as
Got
Jason.
It.
One person. It's like,
last year?
No. What's the game where one person's the monster, and then it's for Evolve.
Oh.
But
in
instead
Left
of...
Day, you can do that in Left 4 Dead.
And Left 4 Dead, yes, you can do it in Left 4 Dead. But it's more evolvey because it's 1v7, actually.
1v7?
You're camp counselors. Everybody else is a camp counselor. And your objective is just to escape and survive.
To have orgies and swim?
Is yeah.
Some people start that way. Also,
is that an option?
You can portray other camp counselors.
I mean, I'm there.
Betray?
No, portray. You can portray somebody. So you can look like that other counselor. Yes, you can betray other counselors. I don't know. It's like if you're running along, you can trip the other person. And, of course, Jason's going to get that one.
There you go.
Yeah.
You have to run faster than Jason.
Exactly.
Your slowest friend.
Like, I don't have to run faster than Jason. I just have to run faster than you.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
That's how it's come down to.
But they showed off some of the ways that Jason is going to, you know, kill you. Here
Put
are
you
a couple
in a
of his ways.
Bag and
Jason rips off your leg and walks away with it. You'll see that happening.
Oh my gosh.
That necessarily won't kill you, though.
If you bleed out, it will.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to cauterize a wound and then just walk away. Like, oh, there
hey,
you
bro,
go.
Let me fix this up for you. I'm taking your leg.
He can use his belt.
He's going to take off his belt and just stop the bleeding and then walk away.
Most polite serial killer ever.
So I just need your leg.
Second one, Jason slits your throat. And drowns you in the toilet.
That wouldn't your
Damn.
Throat is slit. That's not drowning. There's already one thing happening already.
So well, he's gonna do both.
He slits your throat and then gives you a swirly.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That sucks.
There you go. High school bullies.
Jason folds you in half in a beach chair.
That's
yeah. funny.
That's why he's adopted. He's
wow. Jason crushes your head with some to be announced. It says metal object.
So they don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know
just
yet.
Some metal object.
Could be a bat.
Jason curb stomps your spine.
Mm.
Ouch.
Huh.
Yeah. Are they going to do the x-rays like Mortal Kombat?
That would be awesome.
Fatality. Awesome.
Jason rips off the top of your skull. Just the top part.
Just he rips off the top?
Yep.
Pops off.
How come we can't just
like
machete
a pop top?
What if he's at it? What
like
if he...
By like the jaw, like just rips the jaw.
Ooh,
good
off.
Lord.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's like Mortal Kombat right there.
Yes.
And then they pop up. They're alive.
Steven.
Yes.
Jason smashes you against a tree in a sleeping bag.
Boom. Welcome. Yes. That was actually one of the Jason movies already.
Like, yeah.
Like
yeah.
A rock in the sock kind of thing.
Yep. That's awesome. The gameplay in Friday the 13th is a game of your standard. Oh, it's not a standard multiplayer. It's 1v7 where a group of counselors have to escape from Jason. However, players are only concerned with their own survival. It's not a team sport. It's your own survival. Meaning betrayal is a much part of the strategy as sneaking around. The team realizes the game... is full of just co-op dicks. That's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Co-op dicks.
It just says co-op dick.
No, I'm going to throw that in there because everybody's going to be a co-op dick. Yeah.
Like
you can't trust people to work together, said Chuck Brungardsen.
Nailed it.
Brungardsen.
Another studio working alongside Gun Media on Friday the 13th, the game. Instead of forcing people to cooperate, Friday the 13th, the game will force players to be super judgmental. Jeez. So you know they're just going to kill the black guy every time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's first. That's like his perk.
That's his perk? Yeah, I was going to say. The character classes include traditional tropes, nerd, jock, bad boy, etc., etc., each with their own unique perks. However, unlike games that silo characters' abilities and weapons around each class in Friday the 13th, the game will be about abilities, it says. The nerd can fix trucks quickly. Ooh, I like that. For example, he can't run fast, so the jock might want to help him gather heavy parts and tools, and then Jason shows up, leaves slow, unlucky nerd behind, and get out. You give players the control in some way to screw each other over. Yeah, so Friday the 13th is shaping up so far to look like a very, very exciting game. Kickstarter. That's what is funding it.
You know if they're going to do, like, a beta thing?
The article didn't say anything about a beta, I don't think.
Q&A, beta,
no beta. I didn't see anything about a beta.
Steam,
Xbox One, but in October. So you got a long time.
That's actually perfect, though. Because
yeah, I mean, Halloween-ish. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Is there a Friday the 13th in October?
Probably not.
That would be really cool.
Got about a minute.
Witty of them.
So, thank you, Courtney, for coming out and gracing us with your presence tonight.
Thank you for having me.
How did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm excited to.
Will you be back?
With you guys more. Of course, absolutely. I'm excited to start streaming a lot more with you guys. Like Larissa and I have done it the last 2 weeks on Fridays, which is a lot of fun, and then doing this with you guys is a lot of fun too. So
sweet,
yeah,
sweet,
I enjoy
sweet.
It. It's,
I had a good time, everybody.
Yeah,
Webb, did you
show.
Have a good time? You're not nervous?
That's the only one.
Okay.
This is probably our best show yet. If it comes out on Halloween,
that'll be all right. For Larissa, Courtney, the real David Webb, Steven Gutierrez, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying that if Friday the 13th comes up this year, watch out for Jason. He'll rip off your leg.
Peace, bitches.